beloved Nabi, our leader, Hazrat Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We thank and praise Allah Ta'ala for the numerous bounties and blessings He has bestowed upon us. And we ask Allah Ta'ala to continuously shower His blessings on us and help us to make shukr and express gratitude for the numerous bounties He has given us. We beg Allah not to take away from us His bounties because of our own weaknesses and because of our own ungratefulness, na shukri, and because of our disobedience. Alhamdulillah, respected friends and brothers, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us the gift of life and the gift of iman. And that in itself are the great blessings. Last week we spoke about the relationship and the examples of the weather patterns, the climate, and the seasons, which are all in the control of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And in conclusion, we said that these same things, as they occur on the world or in the face of the earth, they occur in everyone's life. Our life can be said to be one entire series of seasons, from the time we are born, till the time we become youth, till the time we become old, ثُمَّ يَكُونُ حُطَامًا, then afterwards we become totally dead. So there's a winter of our life. And we also concluded by saying that sometimes in our life we have certain patches of good and bad conditions, which can be likened to the patches of the weather that comes upon people from time to time. And that, my respected friends and brothers, happens to anybody. There are days we say, mashallah, the weather is so good. And other people will say, today's weather is not good. For some of us, we say, such a good day. There was a person who was suffering from a kind of a mental illness, you can call it. Normal like that, but there was a bit of an imbalance. And that person says to me that, you people get so happy when it is summer and spring and all the rest of that. When it is hot, that thing throws my entire mental system off. I become totally sad and I become frustrated. I become mixed up. We're so happy with that weather. And when it is cold and gloomy and gray and rainy and that, oh, I'm at my glory at that time. In this time, we all are happy with things, how it's happening at that time. It's so cold. So what is a very good weather for some is not a very good weather for others. And in the same way, my respected brothers, as we have good weathers and we have bad weather, if you want to call it, nothing bad is attributed to Allah, but we say unfavorable weather conditions. In the same way, when we are undergoing those things, we have to conduct ourselves in a certain manner. It doesn't mean if the weather is very good, we must go to town and mess up things and start doing all the wrong things. Normally, summer is associated with a lot of fisq and fujur, with a lot of sinning and open breaking the commands of Allah Ta'ala, especially as we come closer to the festive season and the coastal holidays and that, and we see there are people, whatever their religion might be, it is just felt that now their dressing will go in a certain way. It doesn't mean that we must also do like that when the weather is good. And when the weather is bad also, or unfavorable, my brothers, it doesn't mean now we must still carry on doing what we want to do. If it's a rainy day and we are driving, then we'll know, no matter what kind of car we're driving, the road is wet. And only an idiot and a foolish person will still not take heed of the weather conditions. So when we have our difficulties in life, we have to be careful. And also, my respected friends and brothers, no matter how it might be, the important principle, and that's what the talk is about today, the important principle to keep in mind is that we are in a test, under the test, imtihan, ibtila from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Good or bad, or favorable or unfavorable, sunshine or rain, we are continuously being tested by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So it doesn't matter. We need to be conscious at that time of this first important thing, that I am being tested. Normally when a person undergoes a series of difficulties, Allah save us all, but sometimes some unfavorable conditions come on a person, whether it is regarding his health or his family or his financial matters, whatever it might be, and it's just not coming right, and then one thing, and then another thing. He says, I'm being tested. So he's being tested. But when we have it also, we must remember, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us a lot of wealth, or he's given us a lot of good health, or he has given us a good family, everything is going well, whatever it might be. It is also a test. Our first and foremost rule to our life is, I am being tested. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that he has created man. إِنَّا خَلَقْنَا الْإِنسَانَ مِن نُطْفَةٍ أَمْشَاجْ نَبْتَلِيهِ, so that we may test him. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, we have showed him the ways. This is the way and this is the way. إِمَّا شَاكِرَ وَإِمَّا كَفُورَ. So when you are faced with the different season or the weather or the climate of your situation at that time, then we are supposed to know that we must now conduct ourselves in a certain way and not in any other ways. Allah says it's left up to you. And to drive fast 180 on a wet road, then go ahead and see what will happen. There will be consequences. So my respected friends and brothers, that is how we relate our entire life, keeping in mind that this is a test. And as mu'mineen, the next thing we do is, we have to make decisions immediately. Sometimes you can go to some maulana or some sheikh or whoever it is, and he will help you and guide you to make a decision. MashaAllah, people, they make istikhara, which is a very good thing. But sometimes a decision has to be made on the spur of the moment. And at that time, who is going to help us? So at that time, we need to know that a decision, even if it is not a major thing about opening or closing a shop, for example, about my amal and my action at that time. What are we going to do? How we make a decision? First of all, we keep in mind, I am a believer. I have been sent here on the face of this earth to be tested by Allah. Allah says, خَلَقَ الْمَوْتَ وَالْحَيَاةَ لِيَبْلُوَكُمْ. Allah has created life and death, so he may test you. What? أَيُّكُمْ أَحْسَنُ عَمَلًا. Which one of you have got the most beautiful deeds? Not أَيُّكُمْ أَكْثَرُ عَمَلًا. Which one of you have got the most deeds? No. أَحْسَنُ عَمَلًا. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is going to test you at that time. So at that time, the thing must come to my mind. How I must deal with the situation is, what is the best way to go? Alhamdulillah, people, they immediately turn their heart, they make rujua ila Allah, they ask Allah, help me out here, what is the right thing to do? At that time, my brothers, you must remember, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will not forsake us. Immediately, we resort to a form of dhikr of the heart, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give us the correct decision and the correct path to follow. We do not want to do something wrong. Also, we keep in mind that if I am being tested, I must keep in mind not to upset or to anger Allah Ta'ala, not to earn his displeasure. Also to know that my life is very short on the face of this earth. No life is forever. Also to know that this difficulty is also a very short difficulty. You know, when the rain comes, it goes away. When it is cloudy, it goes away. When it is sunny, the sun stops coming. So we can give different examples, my respected friends and brothers, of the temporary nature of everything on the face of this earth. So this will also pass. This will also go away. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala assures us in the Quran, إِنَّ مَعَ الْعُسْرِ يُسْرًا. With every difficulty, there is ease. And he says the second time again, إِنَّ مَعَ الْعُسْرِ يُسْرًا. With every difficulty is ease. That's how a believer deals with difficulty. At any time we are met by people, we are contacted by people who have a barrage of difficulties on them. It's so much difficulty. But at the same time, there are a lot of people who are having a lot of goodness also, alhamdulillah. So that is the nature of the season and the weather of things at that time on everybody else. So my respected friends and brothers, in this regard, we keep in mind these things. And also we keep in mind that this is the time that shaitan is going to be on my back. This is the time my nafs, desires, are going to come in and also help me to make the wrong decision. If we do not turn to Allah Ta'ala, we'll turn elsewhere. We also keep in mind that if I do anything in this world, it is going to have consequences. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala repeatedly warns us that whatever you do, for bima kasabat aydikum, the result is what your hands have earned, what action you have carried out. So we keep that also in mind. That is how a believer thinks. Small problem or big problem. A favorable condition or an unfavorable condition. At all times we say that I have to be very, very careful how I conduct myself, whether there is a difficulty or not. And I do not want to do anything where I make my problem worse. Many times we tell the people, don't make one problem into two problems. So we find Sayyidina Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam has warned us, when we are now on the slippery stone, to make that decision not to fall in the wrong place and not to destroy ourselves. He says, keep one thing in mind, that there are two things that are going to be in front of you. حُجِبَتِ النَّارُ بِالشَّهْوَاتِ, that the fire of Jahannam is covered with all nice desires, things that look very appealing and attractive. So if a person is not careful enough, and he is now at that crucial moment of making the decision, of breaking the command, of making the command of Allah, he makes the wrong decision, he thinks this is the right thing, this is the nafs. And many times people do that. When they are faced, many times we have the sad, sad reality of, for example, a dispute. And we tell them the dispute here, if we are going to sort it out according to the Quran, according to the Sunnah of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, this and this you are going to get. They say, but you know what, the law of the country is much better than this. Astaghfirullah, na'udhu billahi min dhalik. We rather take the law of the country, the kuffar law, we'll go there. We get a better deal. You can't get a better deal if it's not by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It looks nice, attractive, but behind it, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, حُجِبَتِ النَّارِ بِالشَّهْوَاتِ. And the same thing Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, the other thing to keep in mind is, حُجِبَتِ الْجَنَّةِ بِالْمَكَارِهِ. That Jannah is covered with difficulties and discomfort. So sometimes the path looks a bit difficult. We have to go through some suffering and toiling and bear some discomfort, inconvenience. But when you're on the other side, because you adopted and chose the law of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, there is salvation for a person at that time. So my respected friends and brothers, that is the rule that we must keep in mind, given to us by Sayyidina Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So that when we are going through the various weather patterns of our life, we know when to put up the umbrella and when not to put up the umbrella. Sometimes it's good to walk in the rain also. Now, my respected friends and brothers, we come to the next aspect, and that is that we can't do what we want to do. That's also something to keep in mind. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentions in a hadith reported in Muslim Sharif. He says that ad-dunya sijnul mu'min, that this world, it is a prison for the believer. What does it mean? Doesn't mean you're in prison, you're being tortured all the time. No. The aspect of prison where our movements are restricted. In the prison, you are already in a restricted area. Sometimes it can for many years. In a prison, we are restricted with the kind of clothes we wear. We are restricted in terms of space. We are restricted in so many other type of things. There are some other prisons that give people much more liberties and benefits and whatever it might be. But generally, the connotation of a prison here doesn't mean you are here to suffer in this dunya. No, you must enjoy the dunya. We mentioned that in some other hadith already. It meant that you can't do what you want to do, like a prisoner can't do what he wants to do. So here there are those limitations. And keeping that in mind, we carry out whatever we are supposed to, and knowing at all times that there are consequences. Also, as insan, my respected friends and brothers, Allah is very fair to us. Allah knows what He has created. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the creator of man, and according to that, Allah ta'ala has paved the path for him, and Allah puts difficulties or ease upon him, knowing his condition. Allah knows. What Allah knows? خُلِقَ الْإِنسَانُ ضَعِيفًا. Man has been created weak. We are weak. There's no two ways about it. We're stronger than shaitan, but we are weak. That's the first thing. Allah says, خُلِقَ الْإِنسَانُ مِنْ عَجَلْ. Man has been created hasty. Big problem with us. We want to just quickly get to the bottom of it, get the results, and you know, we want it like that. We make dua, straight away come out, Jibreel alayhi salam must be there with a whole basket of money and say, yeah, your problem is sorted out. We just want it quickly. We can't be patient enough. So that is another weakness which man has got. And amongst others that are made mention of in the Quran, Allah says, إِنَّهُ كَانَ zaluma. Man is terribly ignorant. And there is Zaluman Jahula, he's an oppressor. He will always do the wrong thing. And he has been created Jahil. Jahul means very, very ignorant. So we're going to make the wrong decision. But all of that, my respected friends and brothers, being the case, we must remember Allah did not leave us on our own. And that is where we continuously turn. Why this is such an important topic is because people sometimes when they are weighed down, they make such utterances. Allah must save us. It can happen to anybody. They start rejecting the notion of the existence of Allah, na'udhu billah. They start saying if there's so much difficulty in this world, if there is, it's because there's no Allah, na'udhu billahi min dhalik. They start saying, where is Allah? In other words, in their mind, they already have apostated and renegade. They have already rejected the notion of Allah Ta'ala. And that is something we should guard against. It's only our iman, my brothers. No one is there to see. The fellow might be still walking in front of us with, mashallah, every kind of good smile and good looks and good dressing and coming in and out of the masjid. But he has already discarded Allah Ta'ala. Some time back, there was a report given to us, and this is very serious, that there is an entire group in the UK known as the Organization of Ex-Muslims. Na'udhu billah. Ex-Muslims. In other words, they are now hiding away their identity. They're no longer Muslims. But they are going through a difficult time because they are trapped. What the family will say, well, you left Islam. So they're still doing the normal things. But my brothers, that is so dangerous. If we have, you know, intellectual apostasy, we have done away with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala already because we could not deal with this situation as we are mentioning it here now. Then what will happen at the time we close our eyes? At that time, my brothers, what is in the heart, وَحُصِّلَ مَا فِي الصُّدُورِ will come out of whatever is in the heart. So we must have a heart that is connected to Allah. So, knowing all these weaknesses, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that you, O man, لَا يُكَلِّفُ اللَّهُ نَفْسًا إِلَّا وُسَحًا. I will not put a test on you that you cannot take. So any difficulty that comes, know that my Allah knows. Know that my Allah will see me through with it as long as I stay connected to Him. It's very unfair, you know. And we have this sometimes in our examination systems. The textbook is one thing, the lesson is one thing, the preparation for the exams, and then you find a paper coming out from some university level which the poor kids, they just faint when they see it. It's so difficult. Allah Ta'ala is not like that. Allah will give us illa wus'a. In fact, He will give us a level below than what we can take. Not what we can take, a level. So in other words, if it is so much we can take, Allah's exam paper will be a little less than that also, because Allah loves His servants. In conclusion, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Yabna Adam, O man, that if you, as long as you, innaka ma da'awtani wa rajawtani, as long as you make dua to me and you turn to me and you have hope in me, I will carry on forgiving you and showing kindness on you. Wala ubali, and I don't care. I don't care what you did. I don't care who says what. I will forgive you because you have hope in me. The only door, my brothers, the only hope is that of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Remember that. We say, no one can help me. Nobody could help me. Nowhere I found relief. But I found it by my Allah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, O Ibn Adam, if you come to me with sins that reach the top of the sky, and you come to me in this condition that you are seeking forgiveness, I will forgive you even if your sins are equal to the amount of the foam in the oceans. So that is how Allah Ta'ala is. Won't give difficulty, knows what our condition is, and He will be just happy and be prepared to forgive us. And Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam says that Allah Ta'ala says in the last part, that, O man, if you come to me with sins equal to the extent of the earth, in this condition that you have not committed shirk, that you did not start resorting to all shirki practices, going to ghairullah, to someone besides Allah Ta'ala, to sort your problems out, making sajda elsewhere and making dua to someone else besides Allah, which the Quran so strongly condemns, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, I will meet you with forgiveness to the extent of what the earth contains. We go from here, my brothers, whatever our situation is, whatever difficulty comes, or whatever goodness is also on us, we know that it is a test from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We make this decision that I will at all times be connected. I will ask Allah to guide me and to protect me from slipping on the slippery stone. Oman.
Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah. Ashhadu anna Muhammadan Rasulullah. Ashhadu anna Muhammadan.